All right. It's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech Ego. This is the show, of course, in which we look at the ins and outs of technology. And, you know, one would ask themselves is a lot of questions. What is going on in the world right now is, you know, it's a lot of uncertainty. We hope for the best, you know, we hope for the best. A lot of uncertainty that, you know, the world is faced with a lot of uncertainties. All right, we continue where we left off on Friday with the 12 ways in which artificial intelligence can assist customers and businesses to work together. You know, how they can leverage artificial intelligence to work together. And we ended up at, you know, we ended up in number 3, where we were looking at preventative healthcare or preventive healthcare. So artificial intelligence in that area helps, you know, in the understanding of behaviors. It will help in the understanding of behaviors, lifestyle behaviors, and their impact to individual or on an individual level, to their impact on life and on an individual level. You see, health-based organization can use artificial intelligence to provide health, you know, healthcare recommendations. You know, they are able to improve. These are able to improve individual behaviors or habits and also lifestyle. I mean, health. And using artificial intelligence in healthcare, it will reduce the burden on, you know, when it will reduce the burden that is on the, you know, healthcare industry. Now, coming to this point, we said on Friday that, you know, artificial intelligence is vast and it can be used in many fronts. It can be used it can be used in many industries and you say many multiple fronts, one of which is healthcare or preventive healthcare. For example, you know, if you go instead of waking up early in the morning to go and line up at a clinic, the Ministry of Health can develop an application, like a Ministry of Health application called See a Doctor, for example. You know, what See a Doctor does, it facilitates prime time and real time communication between you and the doctor, wherever you are. So you are able to, you know, you answer certain questions. You answer certain questions. You tap at a certain button. Maybe you want to see a dentist. You answer certain questions. What is going on your tooth? Okay, take a picture of your tooth. And then artificial intelligence is able to say, oh, this the tooth looking like this. This is a problem. There's a hole in a tooth or there's, you know, and then recommendations can be given to you on, you know, on the go. Then you are able to book a doctor or you are booked in and the nurses, they check the applications to say how many people are on the app that have booked to come to the hospital at 10 o'clock on Monday. And those are the people that will be attended to and they will come in. So, and I explained on Friday to say the most industrialized sector in Namibia, the most industrialized sector in Namibia is the banking sector, because 90% of what is, you see, you can literally do 90% on your application. You can literally access, you know, 90% of the bank services on your application. So you no longer need to count, to go and queue up in a bank to send somebody money. You have it all. Do you know that you no longer need to queue up in a bank to put notice for money to come from your account? Because accounts are interlinked. If you get onto your application, you can put on a notice yourself. You can even print your own bank statement. So everything is becoming decentralized digitally. So what that does is it makes work easier to the bank. It makes him work easier for you and for the bank. So it gives you a customer's personal experience of the bank. So you have the bank in your pocket. And of course, there are disadvantages to that, because you will keep putting notice. So you will keep putting notice until your app is tired of you. Your app will come and say, "Sir, there is only $6 in your account. You want to put notice for that $6? So that's the only disadvantage. At least when the bank is closed on Saturday or on Sunday, you are not going to put a notice there, because you are also demoralized by the queue. And at the same time, you are also demoralized by the lengthy process that it will take for you to get your money. Before you have gotten your money. But with an app, you are not limited. So it's a personal experience that you have until you find out that you have depleted all your funds because you want a beer. Or not only beer, but other things. You know, other things. Now, with the health sector, artificial intelligence can also help. Instead of having somebody reading the medical passport, they're reading names. Ndeutapo, Shevanyenga, Colonelius, Shimbuli. You have an application that does that. So you answer questions. You have an itching eye, you go to the eye section. It's an application. You go to the to an eye section. You go to an ear section. You go to the throat section. You go to the tongue section, teeth, whatever. Then when you answer the questions, the application will be able to, you know, the doctor will be able to look and say, okay, according to this question, This is what the patient is given us, and we are able to recommend. Say, okay, now you need to come in, or nowadays we have, you know, facial recognition. Take a photo of your, you know, whatever, whether it's a tooth or how the ear is swollen or how the eye is, you know, how the eye is swollen, and then the doctor is able to now recommend to say, okay, pick this type of medicine at the pharmacy. Or come in for this type of an injection. So that is going to ease the burden. Of course, we have people that are queuing up in the bank for what they can do outside. That we have, because people still need to be sensitized. People need to be, you know, people need to listen to information such as this so that they know that you are able to do A, B, C, D with your application or with your, you know, you see, for example, you know, the Eagle FM app, the way it is designed, Let me say that is a ministry of health app, or that's a ministry of the ministry of home affairs. You know where we have listen, or if you go to our website, there is where we say listen live, or maybe you can read stories. It gives you a personal choice of what you want. So I don't want to listen to what is on radio now, but I want to listen to, for example, Realm of the Historics of yesterday. So you just go to the to podcast. You just go on podcast, and then you type, you search Realm of the Historic. It will come out, and then you it will come up. Then you listen. You choose the show that you want. Then you listen. It gives you that. It gives you a listener that personal experience. It gives you that opportunity where you have a choice to make. And I'm sure that many more features will be added to it in future. So this is what I've been talking about at preventative healthcare. Now, the number four, we talk about the streamlining and improving the buyer journey. So streamlining and improving the buyer journey. A lot of companies are on a know your customer or know thy customer kind of, mantle, where they want to understand the customer's buying behavior. They want to understand the customer's purchasing behavior and the choices thereof. And they are able to also score satisfaction and identify challenges in the buyer journey. For example, they are able to proactively solve problems. They are able to proactively solve problems. Like I gave you an example of passwords. When you get on a website and you are trying to log in and you enter a wrong password, certain websites like banking apps, or banking, in 2010, in 2010 was a year where online services were really enhanced. When banks started to have online banking. Then you go to the website, you register online banking, and when you get to the online banking website, if you enter your password wrongly, there is a proactive response that the password you have entered is wrong. Now the machine will predict that, or the machine will assume that it's either you are not the user, you are not the correct owner of the account. So what happens? There is a proactive decision that is taken to block you. So you are blocked from accessing that for 24 hours. So that gives the owner room to figure out, somebody was trying to enter in my to get money.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bambile Msakuri, Lingorisa Zasirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Mbatutoze Pahami Zechualika, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi vartabaka fera kavutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa mupotele ruofisi zetu kaofi. Mamre ningi wa Windhoek. Toropo yankure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva ni wa this day. Kapa mulize ze nombo ye tatama 061-433-6000. Hamzule piri, mkete hande, nikuzula piri niva IUM.
Right. Then there is the OTP. You know, when you are doing transaction, you get the OTP. It is generated once to allow you to confirm. You enter that OTP and then you confirm. Luckily, that OTP, most people have sent it to their emails or to their phones. So, and you will not get that OTP if you are not in, you are not with the phone. Because there's a specific number that you tell the machine, you tell the computer to say this information notification concerning the banking, the activities on this website must be sent to my phone. So it must be sent to my phone. So that's why you get people who will call you to say, no, please just send us your OTP. We want to confirm. We want to, there's money coming into your account. We want to confirm it in. Or there's somebody who is trying to get money from your account and then we want to stop it. Please send us OTP. That becomes a lie. You know, it's a lie, but most of us fall for that. Most of us fall for that. So it's a lie. It's a scam. Somebody wanting to steal your money, but most of us fall for it because we don't understand. So once that OTP is entered, the machine is told that you are the rightful owner of the account and you are doing the right thing to withdraw the money. So that's how, you know, proactive artificial intelligence has been. Now, artificial intelligence also has gone as far as empowering more, you know, effective website design. Here, let me give you an example. By law of coding and programming, all coders and programmers, they must, there is a standard that is required from them. Because the world has become inclusive and there is what we call assistive technology. So the assistive software must be able to have access to your program. There must be, you know, accessibility to your program. And artificial intelligence helps in that regard. You know, as a customer that is buying a software and that is using that software, you need a personal customer experience of that software. And as a customer that is, you know, accessing a website, you need the same. You need a customer, you need a personal customer experience. While using the software, I mean the website. I can give an example of, you know, this production software called Cubase is a Sternberg product. So anybody is able to use it because there's something that is called key commands, where you have, you go to that section and command the certain keys to perform certain tasks. So you set them that if I press if I press this key, this is what I want performed. This is a specific task that I want to be performed, and the machine or the software will do that. So that is one thing. And my friend and I are working on a project of, you know, key commands with different set, different softwares, to try to make it easier for low vision and totally blind people to be able to operate certain softwares with key commands, with keyboard, shortcut keys. Now, that is artificial intelligence. When we talk about artificial intelligence, you know, it seems it's a new word, but theoretically new, but practically it has always been with us. Practically it has always been with us. So a computer that you have, the computer is still the same, the way it was in 2010, the way it was in 2007, 2006, 2005, it's still the same. So maybe there are just improvements in terms of the operating systems that have been updated. But the computer is still the same. It is still, the machine learning, the learning process of a computer is just the same. So we have long been with this artificial intelligence forever. But it's just because it's a new word that is now coming up, and we think it's something futuristic. Of course it is, but it is not. If you get to the website of, for example, buying, you want to purchase something, most of you can agree with me that you have left your billing information, on certain websites, and you don't even want somebody to discover the password there because they will purchase things using your card. Now, another advantage of artificial intelligence is that it creates a holistic views of customers' needs and want. So, it plays a role in collecting data on customer behaviors. So this is a vital data to companies and businesses. And this is to understand the customer's wants and to understand their needs, and also to create to power a personal customer experience. And at the same time, they also personalize customers, or each customer's platform experience. So it's a new level of personalization that is going on. Now, let me give you an example of Netflix. On Netflix, you have up to 3 accounts or 4. So when you get on Netflix, the machine or the bot, the bots or the API will ask you, is it Del Tapo or is it Julia, or is it Fina? So if you say you are Ndeutapo, the machine already understands that Ndeutapo watches this type of movies. And those are the movies that you will be recommended to watch. And I used to wonder when I receive a notification on my phone on Netflix for new movies or new documentaries, because I like documentaries a lot. But I get, you know, recommendations for new documentaries. That's this new documentaries. Check it out, because the platform has been personalized to the point that the machine has learned your behavior, your habits. The machine has also understood your needs or your wants, what you like, the type of movies that you like watching. Of course, I'll be crucified if I say I like to watch documentaries. Well, I do watch documentaries and movies. But documentaries are more, to me, educational. So it's that personal experience that you have that makes you, because the machine understands your particular interests and it gives you those recommendations. There is this movie, or there is this documentary. Most of you know El Chapo and Pablo Escobar. Those are my favorite two of them, those movies. Now, there might be other movies that are related to Pablo Escobar and El Chapo. So, Netflix will then recommend to you what to watch next. They say you would want to also see or check out this one. So that's how powerful artificial intelligence has become. 18 minutes to 12. That's the time here. If you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is still 083-288-401. Do you have any personal experience with any, technology or any, a website or anything? Can you relate to what we are talking about? Can you relate to what we are talking about? Do you have a personal experience with your banking app, with a certain app on your phone? How has the Imba app, how has it served you since you have downloaded it? And how has the Eagle FM application served you? How has, what experience do you have with WhatsApp, with Facebook, with Twitter, with Instagram, with TikTok, in relation with what I'm talking about? Do you know that if you like to buy certain product, or if you like to order certain product, when the next time you get on Facebook, there will be a recommendation. Just check your notification. There will be a recommendation that there is also something like this. Did you know it? Did you know that? So a lot of experience that we have, and most of the time, we don't know whether this is a personal experience or not. We just enjoy, WhatsApp. And most of us, when it comes to discussions such as this, we shy away because we feel that they are not relevant. Because we need to talk about basic needs. We need to talk about water. We need to talk about, you know, sanitation, we need to talk about food. But if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a young entrepreneur, and if you are a customer, you then need to listen. Because this show today and Friday is more dedicated to business people and to customers. You know, how artificial intelligence or technology can bring you together so that each of you has a personal experience of the other. So that nobody is frustrating the other. You are taught to understand you, the business, and the business is taught to understand you. So there is an understanding between you as a customer and you as a business company. You know, there is an understanding between the two of you. Right. So let's go for a short break. And we'll continue again after we come back for a short break. Just stay tuned there for me as we go for a short break.
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate muyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge uture moshifo osho The Villager ni kwa ya wedhako. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeko goma varo, no matumaraka goku arukehe, ngoka wahara uzeithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza owarapo doranda tu, nithiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei, oharongo ngini. Konga, oka epa ko lela pei, ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari, eto turamo o mausemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe ki mariwa, eto turako o shimariwa, to uzita shoka topurua uudhise. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o mausemba goe, kogora kucha o hara okurungisa ehangano, nenge o vendaini, o Eagle FM, nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe, eto sindi mpoka kwa shangwa send, utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe, otari turu wako Eagle FM, imba, lela pei, nenge kwa The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito, yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe kwa digital etomalite.com, notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nina kono raketa tuimwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono Nora hetatu yume, datu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no, nora yeriari. Lela pei, yimo nena, nena, tai adhika ko App Store, no ko Google Play Store.
Right, you know, technology sometimes is not a very enjoyable subject. Because sometimes you are listening and you don't even know how to come in. Because it's not a common subject. It's not like politics, where if we talk about the Politburo of a certain political party, you are always, you know, able to come in whether you understand it or not. Because politics in itself is exciting. It seems like it's a day to day, you know, practically touches the day-to-day life. Unlike technology, though it practically touches a day-to-day life, it's a soft power, kind of. You know, it's very soft. But it's very important for us to understand, you know, the pace at which the world is in or is on. And so that we understand what are the available opportunities that we can take advantage of. somebody that did not complete school. We are no longer in the world of master's degree as a game changer. So gone are those days. We are now in the world of technology and how you are able to take advantage of it and leverage the opportunities thereof. Whether you are wheelchair bound or you just became blind yesterday, you joined the club. You don't need to stress. So all you need to understand is how do I take advantage of the opportunity? Because every challenge is an opportunity. So every challenge is an opportunity. And every opportunity is a challenge. So opportunities and challenges are interwoven. They are twins. So it just depends whether our eyes are open or not. Our eyes open at all. You know, to what is before our eyes. I see people, you know, when I move in the street, they ask me, can you see me? Can you see me? Or even my colleagues here, we joke around that and they say, can you see me? Can you see what I'm wearing? But I hear a question being asked to you. Can you see the opportunities before your eyes? You know, I can hear that question, you know, echoing in the air. Now, can you see the opportunities that are before your eyes? Can you see the opportunities that your device that you have in your pocket presents to you? Do you understand what you are doing? I mean, do you understand what you are supposed to do on Instagram? It's not just about, you know, posting photos of you enjoying confirmation party and, you know, baptism party. No. People are making money on Instagram. People are making money on TikTok. People are making money on YouTube. People are making money on Facebook. People are making money on their status using, you know, through their status, Facebook, WhatsApp status. People are making money on Twitter. What are you doing on Twitter? You are only busy making enemies. So on Twitter, you are busy making enemies while others are busy making money. So, because you are blind to the opportunities, we are, you know, I always tell people that, look, we are all blind. The only thing is just, we are just blind in a different way. So our blindness is not the same. What you can see is not what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing is not what you are seeing. So if you are not seeing, you are blind. So it's simple. If you are not seeing, you are blind. So we are all blind. So and on Twitter, people are making money and you are blind to that. On Facebook, people are making money and you are blind to that. People are doing networking. They are finding out new opportunities and how I can, you know, people are even working online now. They're doing online work. Well, we are doing online what? Chaos. We are creating online problem and adding more to the problems that we have. So if you have a 50,000 to pay in court for somebody, you know, for tarnishing somebody's image and being sued, that's 50,000, your starting capital. And that Facebook is your marketing office, is your operating office, is your, it's like a brick and mortar office. But we don't see that. We are blind to it. And then we keep moving, we keep being in the cycle. So if you are a business person and if you are an entrepreneur, you are a customer, you need to listen to radio. Not only any radio. Some radios are playing amapiano now. They are busy playing music. So you need to listen to radio that gives you information. You can listen to music in your on your phone after having had correct information. So you need to listen to information that gives you that gives you the potential, you know, ability to take advantage of the system. I mean the opportunities that are being brought forth by technology. Because we are no longer going back. There's no going back. And I've already said that we are not growing down. You know, we are not growing into 2 years old toddlers. No. We are growing up. So is technology. So are the opportunities in front of us. So they are also growing up. And if we don't grow with them, it's a problem. We'll not be able to understand them. So if we don't grow with technology, and if we don't grow with the opportunity, if we don't grow with technology and the pace at which technology is growing, we will be retarded. We will be economically retarded. And that will be our economic demise. We will cease to exist. You know, and the way we are going to be marginalized in future, if we don't make a change, is actually more dire than any marginalization, even the one of colonialization. There will be nobody to talk about colonialization because the generation that is coming doesn't know about that. So nobody will blame it on equality brought in by racial segregation of 104 years. So if we don't grow up, we will grow down. And if we grow down, that is our demise. That's literally the end of the world. So that's why if you are doing business, you need to listen. And if you are a customer, you also need to listen. You know, we need to listen. We are going for a short break, and after that, we'll come and say my goodbyes.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. Guys, if we don't take this thing, you know, I know technology has its ups and downs. It's not a perfect thing. But if we don't grow with it, we are growing without it. And if we grow without it, that is our demise. And that is our end. And the way we are going to be marginalized in 2032, the word marginalization will be redefined. It will mean something different. So now, word marginalization is linked to colonial activities. But in 2032, the colonial definition of marginalization will stop. And it's going to be a new definition altogether. So how they are going to view a poor person is different from the way we view a poor person or who is poor today. So when it comes to this type of, you know, discussions, they are not exciting as politics, but you need to listen because you need to understand the pace at which things are happening, and you need to understand also if you are able to leverage which opportunity available before your very eyes. And having said that, of course, my time to say goodbye has come. We'll meet again tomorrow. And let me just greet Dwight, my colleague here, on my way out. Dwight.
Franz, how you doing?
Good, how's it?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right.
Yes.
No, the show was good. I see.
Right. Right. Let me, you know, love and leave you. Be kind to one another.